listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
Easy, man.
Did I redline it, man?
Yeah, you're redlining.
No doubt.
Blowing the shit up.
Because it's not the heavy metal episode yet.
No, it's not. So settle down.
But we act like it is.
Wow. Well, that's another tune off of PodSafe. Music.podshow.com, which has... if you're a podcaster, you could sign up and you play everybody else's songs. You just got to announce that what show and episode and all that you played it on.
To who?
To PodShow. And they send it to the artist.
Oh, I see.
They get to list it, and it's advertisement for us, too, because it goes on their web, their little
segment. Well, that's cool.
Segment.
But we really don't play it. I mean, we play the song, but just as an intro. We don't play the full song, so the artist may be pissed off.
No, but if we list where we played it, and they get to it, you know, they have to search for it because the intro they like or whatever.
Right.
Like, we get some emails from time to time or stuff from in the forum asking us what song, you know, what was that song we played in episode part 3?
28.
Episode
part
28,
three.
You know.
Right.
And,
or 28.3, as I like to refer
right.
to.
Right. Colon 3.
Colon 3.
I prefer.
28.3.
28.3. Did I say point?
I think you said point.
So, yeah. So then they could, anybody can go to that site and look up the tune and listen to it right there on the site.
That's hot.
And if you want to download it, then you have to become like a member and list your podcast and stuff like that. But artists can put their stuff on there. So I was thinking about putting Kangaroo Court stuff on there. We're going to have to talk to Rick about it first, but
right,
we could put some of our stuff on there.
Well, you know, that reminds me of a couple things I wanted to mention to you. Catheter has a Christmas song that I think would be perfect for Punky.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to send Paul B. that song? Because if you're not going to send it to him, and even if you do send it to him, I think we can play it on our show, too.
Yeah.
Because that's a great Christmas song. Also, yeah. I'm working on a song.
Yeah.
That you helped me with last week. Can you send me that recording that we did?
I think I lost it.
Okay.
I got to check. I might have saved over it by accident.
Well, maybe we can start.
I'm sorry.
We could start part 3 with that wonderful demo that I have.
What, do you have
hey,
one?
Well, I know what the song is. I can tell you what it is, and maybe I can play guitar, you can play bass, and we'll play it to a drum machine.
Oh. And that'll be tricky.
All right.
But we could do it. We could try.
We'd give it a try. And I have some of the lyrics. I don't have all of the lyrics yet.
But none of that equipment's hooked up. I unplugged all of it.
Oh. All right, then.
I didn't know we were going to do this.
Okay, so the...
I didn't know.
Recording I made, you just deleted it or something? You erased
over
it?
Well, I think I was recording something of my own.
All right.
And I saved it as an untitled. Did we save it as something?
We may have. I don't know.
I'll have to see. Yeah, maybe I put it somewhere. Because, yeah, we wouldn't want to lose that gem.
That was outstanding. And you need to learn that because we're going to do that live if we ever get a chance.
How many minutes do I get?
And let's get Rick involved. Minutes to what?
To learn it.
To learn it? You should be able to just walk in the studio and we'll play it.
Two chords?
There's three chords.
Oh, nice.
Actually, there's five, but they're pretty easy. You'll pick it right up, man. You teach me stuff on bass.
All right, man.
You should be able to pick it up. And you were showing your skills last podcast.
Yeah.
Your skills. You got skills.
I suck.
Man.
I can't play anything.
Skills.
Although I did figure out Romeo. I showed you kind of the wrong way on the do.
Right.
There's an easier kind of lick.
Well, good. Now that I spent 40 hours working on the lick you showed me to finally perfect
it. Well, it'll work better because you play it a little hard. You play like da, da, down.
I always play hard.
There's supposed to be a little finesse, like down.
Even when I play soft, I'm hard, John.
Oh, I know.
All right, Mr. over the holiday.
Oh, thank you. Knucklehead. You are stupid, man.
We had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. Of course, we didn't spend it together. But, I got to mention.
What's my last name again?
I had a kick-ass dream about Lindsay Lohan. I was in high school, and she was Lindsay Lohan, you know, like celebrity. And I hooked up with her.
Wait a minute.
I was a senior in high school, and I hooked up with Lindsay Lohan in my dream. Yeah.
You had a dream about Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
In the dream, she was a celebrity.
No, she was Lindsay Lohan. No, she was Lindsay Lohan.
Oh.
Like, she wasn't one of the characters she plays in one of the movies.
Oh, okay.
She was Lindsay Lohan, and I was a senior in high school, and I hooked up with her. And I wasn't the most popular guy, you know, and I wasn't the best dressed, and I don't have any money. But I hooked up with Lindsay Lohan at the end of my dream.
That's fantastic.
All right, then. So, speaking of Lindsay Lohan, did you see any movies?
I did.
Over the holidays, what did you see?
Not any Lindsay Lohan.
No.
I saw Chicken Little.
Chicken Little.
And I saw Ice Harvest.
I've never heard of Ice Harvest. I've heard of Chicken Little.
You gotta be kidding me. The new Harold Ramis movie?
Never heard of it.
John Cusack and Billy Bob Thornton?
Oh, I just read the review, but I didn't pay attention to the name. But I read, you know, my favorite critic. You know who that is, Roger Ebert.
John of John and Scott.
you're my second favorite critic. Thanks. Well, you're my first favorite critic. He's my first favorite movie critic.
Oh, I'm a good critic in general.
Yes, you're a general.
General.
You give critique about things in general.
General critic.
Yes. So, Chicken Little, do you have anything to say about
Chicken
that?
Chicken Little is pretty awesome. Steve Zahn is the voice of the pig.
The pig, and we both love Steve Zahn.
He's called Runt. Of the litter.
Uh-huh.
And he's this big, gigantic pig with little tiny legs and arms. And Steve Zahn, he sells it, man. It's so goddamn funny. I laughed out loud a couple of times, especially the hyperventilation scene by Runt.
Were you the only one laughing out loud, or were...
No, the place was dying.
There you have it.
But it's the typical Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer formula, sort of.
Right, mm-hmm.
You know, won't let him play in any reindeer games. They pick on him and call him names and stuff. And he wants to be a rebel. And, well, basically, you know the story. He said the sky is falling and nobody believed him and all that shit. So,
right. Was the sky falling?
Laughing? The sky was falling in the movie. I don't want to give anything away,
don't
man.
Don't give it away, man, because we don't have our spoiler warning ready.
He was right. He was right. What do you mean, man? I am ready. I got it right there for once.
But you don't want to spoil this one?
No spoiler.
For the kids that listen?
For the kids, yeah.
Our big fan base of children from age 6 to 12 that listen.
So then I saw Ice Harvest last night.
Now, I read the review for that, and that's something I would very much like to see.
Yeah.
Did you try to call me?
I told you I did. I tried to call you Friday.
But you saw it last night.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't call you because I didn't think you were going to be home until today.
I see.
You didn't tell me.
So who'd you go with?
You didn't get... Deirdre.
Oh, great.
Zach.
That's great.
What? You
I wouldn't have been able to go anyway.
Why not? Why would you be able to go?
Hey, honey, can I go to a movie?
Where are you going?
With John. And second Deirdre. No. All right, then.
No, you can't go out with somebody else's husband and wife.
Right.
To have a kid. Anyway.
Whose middle name is Scott?
Well, no, it's not.
It should be.
Jackson Scott? Anyway. Mm-hmm. So the deal was that me and the wife were getting a babysitter, and we were going to meet them for dinner. And a movie. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yesterday it was kind of warm, so I could put up the Christmas lights outside, right?
Right.
So I go to do that, and it's getting, you really need nighttime to
do
it.
Yeah, you have to have the lights on.
Yeah, little or dusk or whatever. And she's hassling me about going by myself because the babysitter fell through, saying she wants me to go. I never go anywhere, blah, 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 blah.
Perfect opportunity to call me and be your date.
Yeah, well, I didn't call you because I thought you were out. I tried calling you Friday. I could have sworn I called you twice, but anyway. I think I called you at home, but didn't leave a message.
Well, you know what happens when you assume, don't you?
Yeah, makes an ass. Anyway, what was I saying?
Oh, so she's pushing you to go.
Yeah.
Go, go, go.
Go, go, go. I said, well, what's a big deal? You know, because you never go anywhere, and you're becoming a hermit. And I said, look, you know, there's a lot of stuff to do. We got all this Christmas crap to set up, you know, and all this stuff. And it takes kind of nighttime to do it. It's going to rain tomorrow. It snowed the day before and all this stuff. But anyway, I went. So we met up at Portillo's for something to eat.
What'd you get?
And, I got the chicken, charbroiled chicken croissant.
I've never had that.
With a small fry and a large schooner of beer.
Nice.
Got to have a schooner when you're there.
Would you recommend that, the chicken sandwich?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I always get? I always get the croissant cheesy beef.
Oh, yeah. That's good, too.
It melts in your mouth, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't want to get that because, you know, then you're kind of really full and you're sitting there watching a movie with a big glop of cheesy beef in your gullet.
And you get the runs and you shart. You get the goat's ass at the movie theater. It's not good to get goat's ass at the movie theater.
Yeah, because there's no golf towel to wipe your ass on at the ball washer. I ever tell you I broke my arm playing golf?
I think you have.
I did.
On several occasions.
I fell off the ball washer.
Right.
I need like a, you know, anyway. So, yeah, we went to an earlier show, like 8 o'clock.
What theater? What'd you go to?
The Barrington AMC.
Oh, that's out in the middle of nowhere, kind of. Yeah.
And we ended up sitting in the third row. So we could
Because it was so crowded?
Yeah, we could touch the screen pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to say, the movie was pretty cool. I laughed really hard and out loud at scenes that nobody else is laughing at.
Did you partake?
No, but I wish I did.
Billy Bob is in there, right?
Billy Bob is in it. John Cusack, and John Cusack plays this like dim bulb lawyer. And what he does is he skims a bunch of money off of this mob boss. That I guess he owns like, I don't know if he owns like a string of strip clubs or what, or I don't know what, but There's a lot of strip clubs involved in this movie, and it's kind of film noir, kind of,
because
there's some like really extreme close-ups, and it's dark, and the comedy is in it is really dark. Nothing you'd think of Harold Ramis for.
Mm-hmm.
Although, if you've ever seen like even Ghostbusters, he does some kind of dark stuff in it, the kind of character he plays that, what does he play? Egon?
Egon. Well, just the beginning of the Ghostbusters, where Bill Murray is giving electric shock therapy to ESP, where he's got the hot chick and then the doofus who he keeps shocking. I mean, that's
Peter Venkman.
That's black comedy right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Back off. I'm a scientist. Isn't that what he says?
No doubt.
Something like that. What's his name? Bill Murray?
Peter Venkman.
Oh, right, right. Peter Venkman. Venkman or Venkman?
Venkman.
Venkman.
It's Dr. Venkman.
There it is. Venkman. Sorry. Wrong.
Only a Carpathian would come back to life now and choose New York. Tasty pick, bonehead.
Yeah.
Tasty pick.
Keep clicking over there.
I'm sorry.
Click, click,
what?
Click.
What do you mean? Could you hear me clicking?
No, not at all.
What?
Good guess, but wrong.
You're a sexual dynamo. Most guys couldn't even handle you. I've been reading books on the outside just so I can keep up with you.
My friend, don't be a jerk.
So, all right, so getting back to this movie.
Yeah. Ice Harvest.
We both digress.
Yeah. Well, the plot outline is a dimbulb lawyer attempts a Christmas Eve crime, hoping to swindle the local mob out of some money. But his partner, a strip club owner, might have different plans for the cash. So Billy Bob plays this guy named Vic, who owns this one strip club. And there's this other chick that owns like another strip club named Renata.
Is it a holiday movie?
Yeah. Yeah, oddly enough, it all happens on Christmas Eve. It's like 12 hours. So chronologizes. No, I don't want to say chronologically. I could say that. Chronolizes?
Right.
Chronologizes? Anyways.
Very good.
It takes chronologically.
Chronicles?
The night.
Does it chronicle?
Chronicles. That's it.
We got our clip for next podcast.
It chronicles 12 hours of this guy's life, and he goes from this. It's pretty goddamn funny because he meets up with an old friend of his from high school or something who ends up at some point banging his wife and took her and lives in his house now and all this shit. And they hook up and everything. And there's a really funny scene where his friend gets kicked in the balls.
When isn't that funny? A guy getting kicked in the balls.
What's funny is he grabs him and he goes, "Oh man, I think one of them went up inside my body."
Oh yeah, that's really bad.
And he has to like jump up and down to knock one down. You just got to see that part because I was laughing so goddamn hard. And there's some, and the place was crowded, so there was some pretty good laughter coming out of the crowd, and it's a good movie.
So when did you laugh when nobody else was laughing?
I don't know. It's just like the guy getting his head blown off and blood splattering all over this chick, and I started laughing. I don't know.
So then after the movie, do you go somewhere, or do you just say, "Oh yeah,
no,
great,
bye,
nice,
have good
having
time.
A sandwich
gotta
with
get
you.
Together
yeah. See you soon.
Christmas. Let's get together, kids. Okay, bye bye." I love you. Ooh, moo, 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 moo. You know, shit.
Right.
Like that. That's it.
That's it.
Later, jump in the
what
car.
Are you gonna do?
And then I realize it's a long ride home and I really gotta piss. And I'm thinking, this is really useful when I'm hammered because it keeps me awake, you know, and keeps me driving straight. But it's no use when I'm sober, you know.
Right.
It doesn't help me at all. It's
just
irritating.
Discomfort.
So, yeah. So I was cranking to keep my mind off it and the window down a little bit, cranking some Green Day Live off of the American Idiot Tour in England.
Nice.
It's pretty goddamn good, by the way.
England?
Yeah.
It's fucking wankers.
It's fucking wankers in England. So, yeah. The movie was great, though. It stars, like I said, John Cusack, Billy Bob Thornton, Connie Nielsen as Renata. Randy Quaid is Bill Gerard.
Love Randy Quaid.
Yeah, but he's like, you don't see him till the very end of the movie.
Mm.
Oliver Platt, who plays Pete, who's the guy that gets kicked in the balls. And he's so fucking hammered. There's this one scene where he's like hitting on this bartender, and the boyfriend is down at the end of the bar, and he's like, I know he's there, man. I know it's a free country, you know. And I'm telling you, buddy, you know, if you just take a Christian ass, because she's wearing like a crucifix around her neck, and he just starts going off on this boyfriend, and Cusack decides to pull him out of the bar and says, "Come on, let's go. It's time to go." He's like, "I'm not afraid of you, man." And he gives the guy the middle finger as he's putting his glove on.
Mm-hmm.
He gives the boyfriend the middle finger. He goes, "I got another one right here." And he pulls the other glove out and he shapes it into a middle finger. It's not on his hand. It was fucking hilarious, man. See him shape a glove into a middle finger. Totally hammered. And say, "I got another one right here." But it's not on his hand. Like a puppet, you know?
Wow.
You got to see it. It's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I will.
Sorry.
I'll go see that.
You'd be seeing it my way right now, okay?
My way or the highway.
That's right.
Hey, we haven't heard from Liermy in a while. I love the Liermy. John, I saw a couple of movies.
Do you suck dicks?
Nothing in the theater, though.
Who the fuck said that?
I saw Polar Express. Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I did. I saw that, too.
For the first time? I saw it on DVD.
Third time.
Third time, yeah.
On DVD.
I don't think I can watch it again.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh. I saw it in the theater, then I saw it in 3D.
Oh, with the IMAX.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Nice.
And then I saw it here the other night, and the kids were just freaking springboarding off of the wall.
When?
Was it Wednesday night, I think, when we watched it. And they were just bouncing off the walls, going insane.
About what?
The movie just got them jacked up for Christmas.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So it was like they just doused, you know, just pounded a pound of sugar. And they were Shannon was doing roundoffs and cartwheels across the room. We had the lights down and everything like a theater. I'm yelling, would you do that in a theater? Sit down. You know.
What right. the fuck?
Oh, I forgot to tell you a funny story. I talked the wife into going out on Friday morning.
Friday morning.
Yeah, Friday morning.
To American Girl Doll?
No.
Okay.
To go shopping at 5 in the morning.
5 in the morning?
5 a.m. Walmart.
Walmart?
Yeah, the lovely wife gets
you
up at like 4.
You shouldn't shop at Walmart, man.
I know, but... you're right. And she said the same thing. She's like, God damn it. You know, if it wasn't for this one thing we got to get.
Is it for me?
Damn it. No.
Oh. Well, what is it?
It's for, I can't tell you, man.
Why not?
It's for the kids.
Oh. Well, yeah. I'm not going to tell them. And it's they like don't listen to the podcast,
$48
do they?
Game Boy.
Nice.
So, you know, which is normally $79.99.
Right.
But they had laptops. Toshiba laptops are $199.
Nice.
They had DVD, flip-open DVD players for like $78.
It's hot.
You know what I'm saying? Flip-open, the
portable. I know
portable.
What flip-open means, yeah. You want me to show you?
Yeah, show me. What did you flip-open?
Well, here, check this out.
Whoa. Anyways, so the wife goes there, and I call her. At 7 in the morning. I get up at like 7. Yeah, 7:20.
Oh, wait a minute. She goes by herself?
She goes by herself.
I thought you went with her.
No. Who's going to watch the kids?
I thought you dragged them out of bed, too.
No.
All right. So she went by herself at 5 in the morning.
She goes by herself. She tells me. I call her at 7:20. She says she's out of there. And what she did was she lined up with 150 other people. And in that line, there was like 2 people there to go into Staples or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, she's standing there, and as soon as they open the doors, all the cars in the parking lot doors fly open, and people just start charging the front doors. And the people that are in line are getting pissed off because they've been waiting for like an hour in
right.
the line. And the people from the cars just charge on the doors.
Cut
and
in front?
They cut in front and get in first. People are swearing. My wife.
Happy holidays,
yeah.
You MFers.
My wife said she saw fist fights.
That's hot. She should have had a video camera, man.
That's what I said. She goes, I forgot to take my camera phone out. And there was this woman was shoving her from behind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in line to get the Game Boy or whatever. Not the Game Boy. They were in the same line for electronics to get the Game Boy or the laptop. So this lady's shoving her, and she's like, look, we're all going to get there at the same time, so relax. And the woman says, look, we're just trying to get out. And my wife says again, look, you're not going anywhere. I'm going first. Wherever we're going, I'm going before you.
Mm-hmm.
So then the husband, who's like 6'1", this European guy, gets in front of the wife and starts shoving my wife. And she just turns around and lets him have it, too. Look, we're going to get there when we get there. Stop pushing me. And the guy says, look, we're just trying to get through to get out of here. Which was a lie, because as soon as they got up to the counter, and to make a left was to get out of the line. To make a right was to continue into the electronics section. They followed into the right.
Cocksuckers.
Right as they get up there.
Fucking Europeans.
Right as they get up there, they announce, sorry, we're sold out of laptops. And they, they didn't get one. So the wife ended up getting, somehow my wife ended up with one of the last three Game Boy SPs. You're not into games, are you?
No, not really. Oh, I did find a great site.
You just wait till your son gets a little older.
Oh, he won't. He won't get older.
No.
I found a great site.
For keeping your kid young?
Yeah, I found a great site that has 80s arcades game online. And I'm a big Pac-Man guy. I went and checked out Pac-Man, and I'm playing Pac-Man. I'm digging it. But the sound, there's no sound. But it's all, I think it's all Java.
Must be Flash.
But the thing is, when you eat the little vitamins or whatever the hell they call, and then the Pac-Man turn blue.
Pills.
Only three of them turn blue. One stays red and ate my ass. And I'm like, hey, man, this isn't Pac-Man. This isn't the Pac-Man that I know and love.
You've been robbed.
Was robbed. So... When I, not this year, maybe next year, maybe the next, I'm going to ask for a vintage Pac-Man, either the cocktail version or the standard.
Christmas. Why don't you ask for it now? Oh, you want to wait till the house gets done, right?
Right.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah, you can get those. I've seen them.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, John, I also saw War of the Worlds again on DVD. You have a chance to see that. That came out. I think Tuesday.
I've seen it. I have it, but I have not watched it.
You haven't watched the DVD yet?
I have not.
Like the movie more and more. I saw it at the theater, and I saw it on DVD. I like it even more.
Yeah.
And then I saw something on Showtime that I was so jazzed about. Sign of the Times, the Prince concert movie, came on Showtime. And I'm trying to watch this damn thing. And unfortunately, my mother and her husband came over, and my wife came running downstairs because she didn't want to be left alone with her in-laws. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So
right.
I had to go upstairs. I'm like, hey, just send them downstairs. They can't watch this, you know, because he does like hump cat on stage at one point.
Hump what?
Cat.
Cat.
Yeah, cat.
Who's
and then,
cat?
Some... black chick dancer that's in this video. Not video, it's
a
live
concert.
Yeah, but
it's not porno. Is it porno?
It's not porn, but, I mean, he's dry humping her on stage.
Oh, whippy.
So
it's art.
Emma did run downstairs at one point.
Oh.
And I did have her come over and watch one section where they do, like, a jazz riff.
Yeah.
And all the musicians take a little solo.
Yeah.
And then they end with Sheila E. doing a drum solo.
Nice.
So I had her come over and I had her watch that whole thing and I said, hey, check the drummer out. And she was like, oh, that's a girl? And I'm like, yeah, that's a girl. And she was totally into it. Totally
she's better than John.
No, she didn't say that. She said she's not as good as Dave Weckl. And I said, you're right. And she's not as good as John either.
That's right, man.
Remember that.
Not as good as Dave Weckl. You don't mess with Dave Weckl,
but she
man.
Does look hotter
What's your
than John.
Deal? Why don't you like
Doesn't
Dave
she?
Weckl? Why are you messing
Dave
with my Dave Weckl?
I love the Weck man.
Oh, sorry, is that Dave Weckl?
The Weck man.
What's that clicking? Are you clicking a pen?
Yes. Sorry.
Knucklehead.
I'll stop clipping the pen. Da, 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 da. So, yeah, and Sign of the Times, and I'm going to look for it on DVD because I did not get to watch it, and I was so pissed off.
Trust me.
You know, the one part where Sheena E. comes out, which is, you can fast forward right through that.
Wait, listen to Tom Cruise cough.
I had to sit through that part, and then right when it got good again, that's when the wife came down.
Oh.
You're not going to leave me alone up there with my in-laws. Yes, honey. I'll be right up.
Where were you?
I was downstairs. They have the big screen TV downstairs. So
oh,
I was downstairs
oh.
all by myself.
Oh, you weren't at home.
No, I wasn't at home. Oh. I was in up in the North Woods.
Nice.
Where the power went out. Oh, that was kind of fun.
There's a downstairs in the North Woods?
Yeah. downstairs in the
what
North Woods.
What kind of downstairs could be? In the, I don't think anybody has basements.
Oh, they have the hugest basement I've ever seen.
Wow.
It's downstairs. I'm all by myself.
Nice
I'm watching
place.
This big 54-inch TV.
Nice place.
Gorgeous place. They just had it built like 2 years ago.
Wow.
It's hot. And
sweet.
So we're watching War of the Worlds on one of the nights.
Your stepdad have a good job?
Stepdad's retired.
Oh.
It's not his place. It's my uncle's place.
Oh, sorry.
My stepdad and my mother do have a place. It's about a mile away, but it's not as cool as my uncle's place. So we're watching War of the Worlds, right? And there's this huge storm, snow blizzard
right.
storm, because we're way up north. And right where the aliens start attacking, and they're attacking for 5 minutes, and they're still attacking, the power goes out.
Oh, baby.
And it was kind of cool. It was like, whoa.
That's awesome.
Is the attack? It added to the realism of the film.
That's awesome.
So the power went out for, I don't know, 8 hours. So I just went to bed, and I guess people were running around having a real hard time because the power was out. But I didn't.
What do you mean having a hard time?
Well, the power's
Smoke
out.
Smoke some weed.
It was the day. It was the day before Thanksgiving. So, how are we going to cook the turkey? Are we going to have to get the grill ready? Blah 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 blah.
Ever
All
heard
this stuff.
Of logs and matches?
I just went to sleep, man. That's what I did.
That's what you did. You're a real big help.
And when I woke up, the power was back on. There you go.
I'm just going to sleep, man. I'm so tired. Oh God. Because you love your naps, and when you don't get them, man, you get really crabby.
I do, and today...
You do. I remember in Amsterdam, I was like, oh, my God, look at this guy. He changes into a monster.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we're going back to the hotel, right, before we go out and have something to eat, right? I go, no, for what? I need a nap, man.
I
know, this jet lag.
Naps.
I
If I don't nap, and the thing about my marriage, and you, this is something you should discuss with your fiancé before you get married. If you like naps, get this all straightened out before you get married, because every time I want to take a nap, I get the old look, you know, the roll of the eyes and the, like, oh, you're no man. You're not a man.
What do you mean? That's what men do. They nap.
Right. I love naps. And Saturday I wanted to take a nap. Couldn't take a nap.
Oh,
you
got to
be
it?
Kidding. You want to take a nap? And then this guilt trip. Okay, I'll stay up, okay? And then at night, hey, stay up and watch this movie with me. What are you talking about? I'm tired.
I didn't get a nap.
I didn't get my nap. And then today, I tried to take the nap, and, oh, okay, great, oh, fine. Like, we don't have enough to do, and you're going to go take a nap. Okay, whatever. If you need a nap, just go take a nap.
You know what I do? I go upstairs, I go, oh, man, I got to go to the bathroom, my stomach, you know. And I go up there, and I take a quick dump.
Yeah.
And then I just sneak over into the bedroom.
Yeah.
Pop the TV on, and just fall asleep. Until somebody comes and wakes me.
Oh, yeah.
And then usually I get like 15 minutes.
I couldn't get away with that.
And dad, it's one of the kids. Dad, what are you doing? I'm, oh, gosh, you know what? Yeah, I didn't feel too good.
So I'm going to start using that every weekend. Yeah, my stomach's kind of, I'm going to have to, I just think I need to go lie down for a little bit. Yeah, I'm going to try that from now on. And I don't know what, you know, I have a hemoglobin defect too. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And Brownie, it, you're doing a heck one of the side effects is naps. I need a nap.
Yeah.
Because of my hemoglobin defect. But I don't get them.
Get a doctor's note. Give it to your, you know, your wife whenever.
Yeah.
She right. starts giving you the business. Pull out your doctor's note. Look.
Oh,
here.
She starts giving me the business. I'm all in that. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Oh, are we talking about the same thing?
I don't know. Is the business what's the business is like a foul.
Oh,
did
no.
Did you ever see that one play in football where 5 yards giving the quarterback the business?
Right, right. That's a 15-yard penalty.
Is it?
Oh, I was
giving the business.
Last night I stayed up and watched Maine South lose in double overtime.
Oh.
They've been to the championship game 3 years in a row and have lost every year.
That sucks.
That's got to suck.
But the Bears won today. And
seven in a row.
I don't know how they did it. I don't know. Scotters.
Who'd they play? Tampa?
They played Tampa.
Or is Tampa any good?
Tampa was running, throwing the ball up and down the field, and all they got was a touchdown and a field goal. And they're about to tie it up with 2 minutes left in the game, or 2:42 or something. 29-yard field goal, and the announcer says, you know, Bryant here, who's the field goal kicker, last year, John Gruden was a little upset because a lot of games are lost at the last minute because this guy muffed a field goal kick, and it's up, and it's wide right. He blew it.
A 22-yarder?
29-yarder.
Oh, man. The high schoolers were making it 29 yards yesterday.
And the Bears came back, and they just held on to the ball.
Nice. I like holding on to the ball.
So 13.
The balls.
10, I believe it was, they won. And once again, the Bears defense gets credit for holding an average of 11 points a game.
I was going to bring in some cricket news for Pauly B and Tony Hearn, but I forgot. Some guy broke a cricket record.
Some cricket.
And I read the article, cricket. And I had no idea what they're talking about. None whatsoever.
I don't think those guys are into the cricket.
Well, you know,
I think they're into soccer.
It's hot over in the UK.
Football.
And rugby.
Is it? Oh, rugby, yeah.
Well, John,
I wonder what they're into.
We have time to finish up celeb news. I got a lot of miscellaneous
stuff. We got 3 minutes.
Stuff.
3 minutes.
All right, I'll try to get through them. Jewish group slams Jackson after alleged anti-Semitic talk. Did you hear about this?
No.
Good Morning America aired on Tuesday what it claimed was a telephone message in which Jackson referred to Jews as leeches.
Oh,
in response, the Anti-Defamation League called on the star to apologize, claiming he had anti-Semitic streak. Jackson spoke and said the singer had no comment, John. The message was among several released by an attorney for Jackson's former advisor, Dieter Weissner.
Dieter.
Who is suing the pop star for $64 million. For breach of contract. In the message, Jackson allegedly said, "They suck. They're like leeches. It's a conspiracy."
Who sucks?
Jews.
Oh.
The Jews do it on purpose. Abraham Foxman.
Is that your Michael Jackson?
Yeah, that's my Michael Jackson. The Anti-Defamation League national director said it is sad that Jackson is infected with classical stereotypical ideas of Jews as all-powerful, money-grubbing, and manipulative. The singer, in 1995, Jewish groups reacted angrily to Jackson's song, "They Don't Care About Us," which included lyrics, "Jew me, sue me, everybody do me." The singer apologized, saying he had intended to demonstrate the hatefulness of racism.
Whoa.
Not that he was a racist.
Nice.
John, sad news in the celebrity world. Karate Kid actor Pat Morita dies.
Mr.
Actor
Miyagi.
Pat Morita, who was nominated for an Oscar for his portrayal of Ralph Macchio's mentor, Mr. Miyagi, in The Karate Kid, has died. The 73-year-old died at his home in Las Vegas of natural causes. Born in California to immigrant fruit pickers, he was among the thousands of Japanese Americans sent to internment camps in World War II. I wonder if he ran into George Takei, because George Takei was in a internment camp as well.
Easy, dude. You're gonna fucking hurt yourself.
Morita, who began his career as a comic, rose to fame on TV's Happy Days. Remember, he owned Arnold's. But it was the role in the 1984 Karate Kid that would define Morita's career. The part of a quiet caretaker who takes a bullied teenager under his wing to teach him martial arts was much spoofed in the years that followed.
Morita also... You might
all
remember
right,
me. Do you suffer from goat's ass? Well, if you do, I have a new product for you.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. In related news, John, you know who would have been 65 years old today?
I'm George Takei.
If he had lived...
Who?
Bruce Lee.
Really?
Martial arts film fans around the world are remembering Kung Fu star Bruce Lee, who would
I'm
have been
George
65
Takei.
Today.
Wow. Yeah, he was killed. He was murdered.
Oh, that's what they say.
Yeah.
Some say.
And his son was murdered, too.
The online movie database, IMDb.com, says the circumstances surrounding his death helped make him a cult figure, John. All right, I'll try again. Doctors say he died in his sleep from a bad reaction to a headache pill. They called it death by misadventure. Also in celebrity news, Madonna ties with Elvis for singles chart record. Did you hear about this?
No.
Is Madonna's Hung Up jump 7 places to number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart. The pop icon matches Elvis.
Wow.
For the tally of top 10 hits, 36, John. The most for any artist in the rock era.
Wow.
Madonna racked up the tally in about 21 and a half years, starting with Borderline. Presley scored his 36 top 10 hits in 16 and a half years. From 1956 with Heartbreak Hotel until 1972 with Burnin' Love.
A hunk of burning love.
Hung Up is Madonna's highest chart-topping single in almost 5 years, John.
A hunk of burning love.
So that's kind of depressing.
Sorry, I'm singing.
Madonna ties Elvis.
Why is it depressing?
It is.
What, it had to be done? What, wait a minute.
It didn't have to be done.
Yeah, but think about it.
Maybe one day Ashley Simpson will break Madonna's record.
How did they figure this? What was the formula?
The formula was Billboard chart top 10.
By
Billboard.
Majority of people? Or who
knows?
Who decides?
Let's get on with celebrity news.
Who cares?
I have some other depressing news. You can consider it depressing or not.
Boo-hoo-hoo.
Nick and Jessica say it's finally over, John.
Oh, God.
After more than a year of breakup rumors, newlyweds couple Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey have decided to call it quits and release this statement.
Whore.
After 3 years of marriage and careful thought and consideration, we decided to part ways. This is a mutual decision of two people with an enormous amount of respect and admiration for each other. We hope that you respect our privacy during this difficult time.
Shouldn't have fucked me so hard.
Back in October, and, you know, Bam was the one. Jessica may be pregnant with Bam Jam's kid.
No. Who's Bam Jam?
Bam Margera.
You know, that's my wife and I's line, our initials, Bam Jam.
I knew that.
Hard fucking?
Back in October, rumors of the split started to swirl when Jessica arrived solo without her wedding ring at her sister Ashley's 21st birthday.
Gosh, shut up!
Nick was a no-show.
Wow.
Yes.
So she got a little bit of the...
Hard fucking?
Their third anniversary was on November 9th.
You know what? I think Nick should have done a little more.
I've been doing cock push-ups.
Yeah, I think so. What are those?
They're
cock push-ups.
Cock push-ups?
Yeah.
It's where you fucking lay down flat on the ground, and then you let your boner lift you up off the ground.
Yeah.
Well, Jessica spoke...
And you know that you only need one.
One what?
Yeah, one boner? Is all you need. Cock push-ups?
One boner?
One cock push-up.
That's
it? Yeah, one is all you need.
Well,
yeah.
I think if you could do one, you could do 10, right?
Yeah, one is all you need.
No doubt. Jessica offered marriage advice as well, John.
She what?
She offered marriage advice.
To who?
To us.
Oh, let's hear it.
I think you have to always remember, and he has to remember, that you do need to compromise, even though it's hard.
Cock push-ups?
The couple married in Austin, Texas, in front of 350 guests in an hour-long Baptist ceremony. Jessica wore a strapless number, John.
Two of them.
And get this,
ass.
Lachey sang My Everything, a song he wrote just for his bride. I bet you he's like, oh boy, I hope there's no copies of that laying around.
like Dan at his wedding.
Right. And John, a quick follow-up.
When I pulled out Sink or Swim.
No doubt.
Sorry.
And we should pull that out in post-production, maybe.
Shut up!
This is a follow-up from a story. Remember about Gary Glitter?
Yeah.
He was in Nam.
Oh, you mean when I posted up that really cool Tom Cruise thing from last podcast?
I don't...
Hello?
Hello? I don't follow you.
That's my cricket. You were talking about Gary Glitter, and I started playing the Tom Cruise thing a little too late with Matt Lauer.
I'm having deja vu.
You piece of shit fucking cocky ass. You fucking dick.
Right.
That's how I'm going to talk to you from now on.
I'm recalling that.
I'm just going to talk to you that way.
Please, don't offer me anything. I'll tell you what I want.
All right. So Gary Glitter, here's
put
a follow-up.
Two of them up your ass.
Gary Glitter was with the young Vietnamese women, and the Vietnamese authorities were upset, and they caught him. So anyway, Gary Glitter says, I was teaching, not screwing.
Oh.
Gary Glitter spoke out about his recent arrest in Vietnam, telling authorities he was just helping the women practice their English.
How much is that, sir?
Glitter, whose real name is Paul Francis Gadd, was arrested in Vietnam earlier this week after several girls as young as 12 alleged he had sex with them. Glitter, who remains in police custody, maintains he was meeting with the girls to help them practice their English. Probably something like this. Okay, girls, can we say cock? Here, let me show you.
Trying to watch my figure. See?
He also told the Thanh Nhinh newspaper that all the girls previously told him they were older than 20. Because apparently he's not about teaching minors new language skills, John.
He's not.
The age of consent in Vietnam is 16. If found guilty of the charges, Glitter could face up to 16 years behind bars or death. Isn't that great?
That's fabulous.
Death for teaching minors English.
Yeah. That's great.
Here's the word, girls. You know what the word is today?
What's that?
Legs. Let's spread the word, girls.
Oh, yes.
And that's all I have for celebrity news.
All right, well, let's take it to part three then. Let's take a break and
take it to part three, baby.
And just click yourself over to
the heavy metal episode.
Yeah. It's Toto Talk Nonsense.
We'll be back, you fucking cunts.
It's me, Butch Tony. Toto Talk Nonsense.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for
part three. Part three.
Just one last click away.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.